The War Games.
War Games, that's right.
Matthew Broderick was in that, really?
Well, he was the star.
Yeah, he was the kid and...
He was the computer hacker that got into the global thermonuclear war computer.
Would you like to play tic-tac-toe?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's
absolutely.
How it started. Would you like to play a game?
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's interesting because you would think, oh, that couldn't be how easy it would be to start a nuclear war.
I heard this story over the weekend, and this is creepy scary.
This is really, really scary. In 1962, JFK instituted PAL, P-A-L, encoding on all of our nuclear missiles. And this was a digital defense that only allowed nuclear weaponry to be launched after an 8-digit code was sent from higher authority down to the grunts in the missile silos.
Uh-huh.
They had to enter in the 8-digit code, turn the keys, launch the missiles.
Right. Nothing happens without the code.
That's exactly right.
By the way, you wouldn't use today because it would be too easy to hack.
Well, they still have the football. The president still carries the football, which has launch codes in it. But with today's encryption, I think it's almost impossible to hack. So this was President Kennedy's idea. So it would put in some kind of a fail-safe system so that somebody in
a bunker... One of the crazy generals or some colonel couldn't start World War III.
Yeah, exactly. So you didn't have Colonel McFlame a lot go, them damn Ruskies, I'm launching. You know.
It's been leaked now because we don't use that type of security. It's a different layer of security now. Tell the people what the launch code was.
Well, the military... In their infinite wisdom, the president hands down the edict that it has to be an 8-digit code. And the military is thinking, what if we're actually in the middle of a nuclear war and communication lines are cut from the White House down and we can't launch these missiles because we don't have the launch codes? Whatever shall we do? Oh, I know. We'll go ahead and put this intricate system on all the missiles. And we'll set the launch code. You ready for this?
Uh huh.
0000000.
Yep. Eight zeros was our launch code.
Easy to remember.
Yeah.
Someone who rests their arm on the keyboard could get 8 zeros in a row.
Kevin? Yeah. Did you lay your sandwich down on the keyboard? Yeah. Why? I'm getting a launch signal.
What does this button do?
Yeah, exactly. Kevin? Yeah? I think maybe we're in trouble. Why?
Right. This control panel that's been red for 10 years is now all lit up green.
Are we launching missiles today?
The more we hear about those Cold War days, we always hear these stories about how close we actually came.
I'm telling you right now, it's proof that God exists.
The one that kills me is the Cuban Missile Crisis story about the Russian sub-commander. You've heard that?
Yes.
There was a Russian sub-commander who was given an order from Moscow to launch against the U.S. naval blockade, and he refused his orders.
Yeah.
That would have started World War III that day.
Yeah. Yes, it would have. Also, during the Cold War, there was a lone operative in a radar observation station in Moscow that was keeping an eye on whether or not we were launching. And he got a positive reading that 5 missiles, I believe it was 5, had been launched from the United States and were inbound to the Russian mainland.
Sort of like the movie War Games.
Yeah. And he's looking at it going, I've got 10 minutes to decide whether or not this is real. Is this some kind of mechanical glitch? Do I call the Kremlin and say, we got bogeys inbound, launch? And the more he studied it, the more he figured it was an anomaly and that it was not real. And just as he was about ready to go into full-on panic, all the missiles disappeared. And what they discovered was it was a reflection of sunlight off of the atmosphere, just at the right curvature of the Earth, that was giving a false radar reading of incoming missiles. At that point, we were moments away from the Soviets launching a full-scale retaliatory attack. If he had called in like he was supposed to immediately, you and I would be speaking Rusky right now and probably have an arm growing out of our back.
Yeah, because one of the targets back then was Sawyer Air Force Base in the UP, and we would have gotten the fallout from that here.
Yeah.
And so, you in New York City would have been obliterated. That would have been one of the targets.
They
probably would have left Florida alone. No, you got a lot of Air Force bases in Florida. They would have taken them out as well.
You know what? If we knew about all these things, or if we thought about them all the time, we'd all go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things that just makes you kind of numb when you think about it. But yeah, I mean, come on, man. Launch codes.
That's why there were so many science fiction movies back in the 50s with other monsters that we were supposed to worry about as opposed to thinking about the Cold War.
Yeah,
want to think about the Cold War every day. We'd rather think about the Thing or Invasion of the Body Snatchers or
are you saying that
Godzilla?
Are you saying that Washington was influencing Hollywood to produce things to influence the American population?
I'm not even sure that they needed the influence. They just wanted us to stop worrying about the possibility of global thermonuclear war and start worrying about invasion of the body snatchers where pod people would replace us.
You know, I can understand wanting to have things more simplistic. And it's like, okay, listen, we're supposed to have these launch codes and then keep us from going. But whose bright idea was to set it all at zero? I mean, that's if
the same people that told us in school to duck and cover under our desks, and that would protect us from an atom bomb.
Well, it just means you get a good view before you're obliterated.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all it means. WSAU coming back.
Have you seen what they've done to smokers in airports? Oh my God! They've put them on display. Have you seen? They put them in that clear plexiglass box now. It's like a smoker aquarium. Instead of a little pirate, it's some guy with a Marlboro. People are making it part of their trips now, man. It's like, hey, we got a 2-hour layover. Hey, let's go look at the smokers. People sit there with their face pressed against the glass. Ooh, look. Smokers, look at him. Well, yeah. Woo, he's a big one. Look at him. He's big, ain't he? Yeah. Little kids tapping on the glass. Don't tap on the glass. It scares the smokers. Don't do that. Putting smokers in a box. You're not going to be able to stop people from smoking, man. Smokers are like roaches. They're going to be here after we're long gone. Because you can put smokers in a non-smoking building, man. They'll be on the top floor holding each other out the window by the ankles. Go, smoke them if you got them. Go.
Feedback at 8, the Jerry Vayner Show at 9 on WSAU.